gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Try to avoid the Deep South much as I can. Now, we skipped over, you know, like Georgia, went straight to Miami Beach, Dom and I. And I've spent some time in Georgia. I got some family down in Georgia. But you won't find me hanging out in Georgia, not much. Brian Kemp is the current governor of Georgia. He's the Republican. If you'll recall, he narrowly beat Stacey Abrams. Well, Abrams is the presumptive Dem. And the Republicans, there's a little battle going on down in Georgia between Brian Kemp, the incumbent Republican that has been targeted over and over and over again by Donald Trump and Trump's favored lazy non-candidate, non-campaigning guy, David Perdue, who, you know, lost his Senate seat through a lackluster special election. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I've got some coverage there as well, but Fancy, real quick, I want to get to the callers. 844-967-2789. Britt calling in from Eureka, California. The very devilish 92.7 out there on the leftist coast. And 1480 AM, KGOE. Welcome, Britt.
Hi. Hey, Devils. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I want to say I was cracking up. I don't know exactly what that dog's name is. But when I heard you referred to the droopy dog and then you got Brian, Fancy Brian, doing that imitation, that's pretty good stuff because I myself, driving around Eureka, California, was making the old, was doing the same imitation myself. So I was enjoying that quite a bit.
Well,
but
Fancy's a talented guy. That was a real time.
Thank you, Britt. It makes me happy.
There we go. I love it. You guys are great. Hey. One thing I had to point out, though, is I was listening to you say having, you know, everybody go out and vote for Perdue. I got a problem with that, though, because I want to see as many Trump-supported people lose as quickly as possible and have something happen within the Republican Party, which is essentially a divorce from the Trumpers within the Republican Party.
Well,
let's fracture that party into two of people, Liz Cheney backed. There's, you know, there's people out there that are Cheney backers, lots of Republicans that go, we don't like, you know, defund the police talk and stuff like that, maybe, but they still can find, you know, get behind the Republican moderate faction. And I think that weakens the Republican Party overall. It has the potential for having more success this fall and maybe in 2024.
You know, Britt, I absolutely want to see the end of the influence of Donald Trump. I think that even today's primary outcome will again weaken the former champ. But here's what I would say. Before the Republican Party completely divorces the old man, gets rid of their Cheeto Messiah, moves on to, you know, a cleaner, nicer fascist and Ron DeSantis, I'd really like to see a very sort of ugly Amber Heard, Johnny Depp-style breakup between Trump and the Republican Party. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Little crapping on the bed.
Sure.
You know, some violence if necessary, some defamation going back and forth. You know, I want to see a really ugly divorce.
I sort of feel you in that way, for sure. I suspect that your wishes will be fulfilled because there's nothing pretty these days in the Republican Party. So if anything like that goes down, there will certainly be plenty of ugly moments for us all.
Britt, appreciate you listening out in Eureka. Well, how dare he say there's nothing much pretty about the Republican Party? Because I'm about to talk about Marjorie Three-Toe Greene. Let me update the audience. Britt, thanks for listening. Let me update the audience. Firebrand, that's how they describe her at thehill.com. Firebrand. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, heads to her first re-election primary on Tuesday in a good position to win the GOP nomination because she's got three toes for her seat, despite becoming perhaps the most controversial, bombastic, and criticized Republican in the House. Greene faces five GOP challengers in her primary, the best funded of which is political newcomer Jennifer Strahan, owner of a healthcare consulting business. Strahan has raised about $400,000 for her campaign, but also has the backing of outside PACs. Now, listen to the PACs supportive of this political newcomer, Strahan. The Republican Jewish Coalition PAC. Now, why do you think they would support her against the Jewish space lasers, Lady Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I don't know. Speculation.
You think they took it personal?
Possibly. I don't know if he can say those things and really just go, yeah, I don't understand why you're offended.
There's also value in electing women PAC, while the incumbent's a woman as well. They've spent $200,000 on this newcomer. We've heard a lot of talk, and our district has nothing to show for it. Strahan said in her debate earlier this month, we need a representative who works effectively with colleagues and navigates the legislative process to push Georgia priorities forward while protecting our constitutional freedoms. Now, Strahan's website highlights Russian state media using Green's arguments against funding Ukraine's efforts to repel Russia's invasion, echoing Russia arguments when she worried that the U.S.-funded equipment might be obtained by neo-Nazis in Ukraine. And Green has been the subject of a constant stream of criticism and outrage since her election back in 2020. She was stripped of her committee assignment soon after being sworn into office over social media posts about conspiracy theories and liking a Facebook comment that called, you know, for the assassination of Nancy Pelosi. She happened to be her boss? Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, Crudy, but she yells at Democrats really well.
You know, Fancy Bryan, she was permanently banned from Twitter after she reportedly violated the platform's policy on misinformation about COVID-19, though her official congressional account, well, that remains active. Candidate Marjorie Taylor Greene faces her first re-elected bid. You know, we'll see how it goes. Again, there could be news or, you know, more of the same. Marjorie, three-tone Greene. Come back. More devil's advocates. I have five toes. You know, cumulatively.
And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.